It's a complex problem. I think there's a kind of general issue of improving homelessness services, trying to get people out of temporary accommodation faster into permanent tenancies, and trying to get people through the system faster. But there is also a particular issue which I think we need, which we are focusing on, which is about that kind of city centre population of rough sleepers who are people who have kind of multiple and complex needs. They're a particularly vulnerable group of people. So we've got a particular focus on trying to improve services for them, to reach out to them and to get them into housing as quickly as possible. And that's kind of a change of direction. We're interested in taking much more of a housing first approach. We've been doing that to some extent, but we want to really scale that up so that you can get people into permanent housing and provide support to them in their own home, because it's much easier for them perhaps to be able to tackle some of the issues they have if they have the stability that having a permanent tenancy brings to them.
Yeah, because we're seeing quite a lot of repeat homelessness in
Yes.
Glasgow, so obviously that would hope to tackle that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's far too much of it as a revolving door, with people being in and out of homelessness, often in and out of hospital, often in and out of the criminal justice system. And that's absolutely what we need to change. We need to get people into a more stable position and give them the support they need to be able to remain in a tenancy, and then try and help them there. I think I mean, that's an approach which is taken in various other countries. In Finland, in particular, we've been looking at Finland, and it seems to work a lot better. It's about changing the way that the system works. There's been a kind of tendency to expect people who have very kind of difficult and chaotic lifestyles, so that there's been a tendency to try and expect them to fit into the housing system which we have. And really what we need to do is to turn that around and try and fit the homelessness system around them.
So, how is Glasgow City Council trying to do that then? You mentioned housing first and.
Yes, I mean, what I've done is to set up a rough sleeping task force, which is ourselves and the council working with City Mission, the Glasgow Homelessness Network, the Simon Community, and registered social landlords. And also, I think very importantly, we're going to be involving people with lived experience of homelessness. So we'll be kind of taking through the changes that I think we need to see to provide better support for that particular group of people. And we'll also be working closely with Govan Law Centre and Shelter, who've also done a lot of work to try and help that population of people.
And in terms of actual housing provision, though, is there enough permanent housing in the city for all these people that are currently living in temporary accommodation?
Everybody tells me that yes, there is. This isn't a housing supply problem. It's about improving the actual system itself. And I think in terms, if we're talking particularly about the kind of rough sleeping population, it's a different approach to housing people, because the way that we've run things in the past, it's almost like a ladder where people have to become what they call tenancy ready before they get an offer of permanent housing. But the reality is, if people have drug problems, if they have alcohol problems, if they have serious mental health issues and so on, they're not going to be tenancy ready. We're not going to be able to get them into that position as long as they're living lives which are quite chaotic. So it's about taking a different approach and getting them into a permanent tenancy, and then providing the support to help them tackle the problems in that context.
What kind of support are we talking about?
Well, the kind of support which you would offer to somebody who's got mental health issues, for example, or addiction issues. One of the things which is also relevant in this is our plans we have to introduce a safe consumption facility in the city centre, because not all, but you know, many people who find themselves sleeping on the streets do have drug issues as well as alcohol issues. So that's a key part of trying to help get them off the streets and get them into a house, is providing the right support for them and not simply expecting them to stop drinking and stop taking drugs, because, you know, that doesn't always happen. And if someone has addictions, that doesn't mean that, you know, we can't provide the support to get them into a house. That's really what we need to change, I think.
So you are aware that, you know, it is a problem and the approach is changing to help tackle it then?
Absolutely, yes.
So obviously in Glasgow we're fairly lucky in a sense that we have places like Glasgow City Mission and mm-hmm. the Simon Community.
Yep.
But these are all charities. What if they were to all disappear? Would there then still be enough provision to help tackle the homelessness problem?
They are charities, but we fund them to do the work. You know, I mean, they are absolutely key partners in what we're doing, because I recognise a lot of these issues are best tackled by people like the Simon Community and the City Mission. You know, they really have the expertise there, and that's why we fund them to do that work for us. And it's also why they are key partners for us. You know, I mean, they're going to help drive policy on homelessness just as much as the council will.